Hello, Dunaway. My name is Evelyn Berg, and we are here with another amazing staff member at Dunaway, our very own librarian, Mrs. Sumner.
Hello, good to be here.
Hi, guys. My name is Xander, and I have one important question for you, Mrs. Sumner. Out of all of the books in the library, what would you say is the best book, the most suspenseful book, and finally, the most heartwarming book that you have read?
I think choosing the best book, just one, is really hard because there's so many great ones. It's like choosing your favorite food. But one of my favorite ones is called The Book Thief. It's a book that takes place during World War II. It's about a German girl that wants to read books. And this is during a time when Hitler is burning books and not allowing people to read. And she finds a way to steal into somebody's house and steal books, hence the title. A lot of things happen in this book, but it's beautifully written and it's told through the eyes of Death, who is the narrator. One of my favorite suspenseful books is pretty much anything written by April Henry. She writes a lot of great stories, many of them local here to Oregon, whether they're suspense or thrillers about a kidnapping or a murder or some kind of mystery that needs to be solved. She's probably my favorite author that writes that kind of thing. And then Wolf Hollow would be one of my favorite heartwarming stories that takes place shortly after World War I during a time where a group of students go to school together, and there's they call him the hermit man that lives out in the woods, and they're really fearful of him, and they think that he does a lot of things to harm them, which he's not doing, and it just opens up this whole world of how do you treat someone that's different than you.
So what was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject was probably, thinking back, I really liked my English class because I enjoyed reading and I actually really enjoyed writing. And so probably ELA was probably my favorite subject.
What is the biggest difference between when you were a kid and kids now?
Obviously, social media and access to cell phones is huge. It's hard because you guys have been born and raised with the internet, and whether or not you have social media or not, you have access to the internet. It's hard to get your brain around not having that, but anything that you wanted to know, you couldn't just go to a computer and look it up. You had to either go to a library and find it in a book or ask an adult to answer your question. And so it was just slower and harder to get information, yet at the same time, it forced you to problem solve a little bit more deeply because you couldn't find answers so quickly.
If you could go back in time to when you were in middle school, is there anything you would do differently?
I would try and shake myself and say, have more confidence in yourself, because I was really, really shy and didn't feel confident about, doing anything, speaking in front of people, or I was a good student, but I didn't feel confident in my abilities that I was a good student. So that would probably be the thing I would tell myself.
What do you enjoy the most about Dunaway?
I love Dunaway. It feels to me like coming to work every day, coming to like a second family, in the sense that the people that I work with, the students that I get to interact with, it just feels like a pleasant place to be. Even though there's problems every day that come up, it's still wonderful to be with the people here at Dunaway.
If you could live inside of any fiction world, specifically the world inside the library's covers, which one would you choose and why?
I would choose a book that talks about the state of Oregon before it was discovered by Lewis and Clark, because prior to Lewis and Clark being here, we know we had a lot of Native people that lived here, but I can only imagine how abundant it looked, whether it was trees or the wildlife or the fish. It would just be really interesting to go back in time and see what Oregon was like then.
Our final question is, as of right now, what event in your life would you consider the climax of your story?
Something that's very exciting that's coming up. I have three adult children, and one of them is getting married. And not that getting married is the climax to my life, but it's a really big parenting event that's coming up. And it's very exciting because not only is she marrying somebody that she's happy with and that we love, but it also means that I'm gaining another member to my family because he will be my new son-in-law. So that's very exciting for me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Love the podcast studio.